So, Isaac, can you just provide follow-up on what happened with your patient?
Yeah, so she did great. She started osimertinib, tolerated it well. Within a short period of time, she was symptomatically better. She had been oxygen dependent, supplemental oxygen, and that was no longer the case. So her overall, her quality of life was significantly better.
Any questions you'd like to pose to the investigators about this case or things related to this case?
Well, I guess the question I would have, the reality is, as we all know, is that these responses, while dramatic and durable, don't last forever. What do we do at progression in someone like this who's 89, limited performance status in terms of second line, assuming that we don't find a mechanism of resistance, that we could target?
But just to be clear, do you think in general she could tolerate chemotherapy?
Probably not.
So, Heather, it's probably one of the major questions, I think, in targeted therapy, which is second-line therapy, patients progressing on osimertinib. How do you think through that?
Well, I think that was already touched on. It's trying to figure out why the resistance has developed. So, is there a mechanism that we can target? And that's actually not the majority of cases, but occasionally you'll see a MET overexpression where you can actually bring in another reagent. I have a patient who developed a secondary BRAF mutation, and so we're combining BRAF and EGFR. But the data so far on those sort of combination regimens, while they theoretically are exciting, they haven't in practice been necessarily easily tolerated, nor with a very long term of duration. So I think in a patient like this, and in all of our patients, there's got to be a lot of conversations about her goals. And easy choice with going with a third generation EGFR drug, but going with a first step of treatment when you've got an oral agent. But to sort of set those expectations from the beginning along the eventually this isn't going to work, and at what point do we make that tough choice of stopping treatment or continuing osimertinib knowing it isn't working as well, but transitioning towards more of a comfort approach versus trying some of our easier to tolerate chemotherapy agents. I have a gentleman I just started him 3 weeks ago on low dose taxane, so nab-paclitaxel on a weekly schedule, and he's actually feeling better and tolerated it okay. And I've sometimes used a slight dose reduction in pemetrexed in some of my older patients who have good renal function. So it really depends on their goals. Some patients who are 89 are still full of life and want to keep trying things. And if their organ function is adequate, there are things we can try gently. And we'll talk about that because chemo is going to be your most likely type of therapy to work. But it's a balance with the toxicity and a full acknowledgement that there are limits to what we can do. And especially if someone is nearing 90 years old, that risk-benefit ratio of the therapies versus their benefit, the toxicity-benefit ratio, is difficult. So it's a nuanced conversation and an individual decision, but we're still grappling with something that is going to be well tolerated and work great as the next step after osimertinib.